welcome all the listeners from the various stations, nationally, globally, internationally. Today's khutbah was rendered by Fadilatul Shaykh Bandar Balila Hafidahullah. He praised Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, sent salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and declared the faith and said, O people, adopt the quality of taqwa through piety, Allah consciousness, whether in privacy or in public, and we should not be sanctimonious. When a person adopts the quality of taqwa through piety, then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will grant him success, yea, in this world and in the year after. He says, all conditions come from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and He Almighty Allah is the sole exclusive creator. He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam our constitution. When one studies the noble Quran, there are so many verses, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَخْتَارُ, and your sustainer, nourisher, creator. So He created everything. He does what He wants to. He selects what He wants to. And no one has the authority to question Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Sun Allah alladhi atqana kulla shay. That Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala does everything with perfection and accuracy. There is no flaw, F-L-A-W, or defect in the creation of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Human beings, we always are prone to error, prone to mistakes, and we make mistakes, obviously, and we commit sins, but Almighty Allah is more perfect than the word perfect. Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadar, and He, Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, He created everything, and remember, there is a definite measurement and a scale which Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, through His infinite mercy and grace that He uses. So we can never ever question Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala created the heavens and earth, and is not a joke or just entertainment. It is a great, great lesson for humanity and posterity. And you see that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam incident is mentioned in various places in the noble Quran. And he, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, speaks of Almighty Allah. That who is Almighty Allah? He is Rabbul Alameen, the sustainer, nourisher, and provider for the entire universe and creation. Alladhi khalaqani fahuwa yahdeen. He created me and then He guides me, meaning then we are guided towards the truth. But some people want to deviate because they follow their whims, fancies, desires. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ, He Almighty Allah feeds me, and He nourishes me, and He quenches my thirst. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ, and when I fall ill, then He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grants me shifa and cure. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ, and He Almighty Allah gives me death, and then He will resurrect me again. وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينِ, and I have the firm desire that Almighty Allah will forgive my mistakes on the Day of Justice. Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam can make a mistake, like our Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mistake in salat, but they never commit sins for me and you. Our translation for us ordinary mortals will be, Ya Allah, forgive our vices and sins. رَبِّ هَبْلِي حُكْمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ, Ya Allah, grant me from your side the judgment and the wisdom, and unite me with the pious people, Ya Allah. وَاجْعَلْ لِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ, Ya Allah, let the latter generations take my name, praising me. And we see today non-Muslims also praising Prophet Messenger Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu wasalam. So then Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is showing us a great lesson of how we should believe in the power, authority, sovereignty, majesty of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. The world is a place of vicissitudes, turbulence, and ups and downs. Some days we are happy, some days sad. Some days we are rich, some days we are poor. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. Remember, human being is created with exhaustion, fatigue, tiredness, and he goes through different motions, that happiness, joy, sadness, calamities. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ أَجُولًا. Human being is created with haste. We want everything to happen immediately, instantly. And then Almighty Allah speaks of human being. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوًا. That this human being, remember what happens to him, that he is created with panic. So when anything happens, then this human being tends to panic very, very quickly. He forgets the bounties of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, and he forgets all the other recurring bounties of the past. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا. And then he becomes so agitated when any calamity strikes him. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. And when some good comes, then stinginess and greed overtakes him. He does not want to spend in the path of Almighty Allah. إِلَّا الْمُسْوَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ. Except those people who are particular, meticulous with their prayer and salat and namaz, and they read their salat all the time in hadar and safar, whether they are traveling, whether they are at home, whether whatever conditions are, they always are there to perform their salat. Remember that this health and sickness also comes from Almighty Allah. Wealth and poverty also comes from Almighty Allah. Happiness and joy, sadness and grief comes from Almighty Allah. So everything comes from Almighty Allah. It's an article of faith for us. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. That good, bad, happy, sad comes from Almighty Allah. In the ending, Sheikh Bandar Balila, Hafidhullah, made dua. يا الله يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. يا الله, you are the only ever living. يا الله, you are self-subsisting. يا الله, through your mercy we beg of you. يا الله برحمتك نستغيث. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله. يا الله, all our affairs, all our matters, يا الله, you bring about goodness, piety and reform in it. ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. Do not leave us, ya Allah, for a split second also to rely on ourselves, because remember, ya Allah, you know better than us. We are weak, we are hopeless, we are helpless, ya Allah. Every moment, every second, we need your divine intervention and your divine help. In the beginning of the second khutbah, Sheikh Bandar Balila, praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, send salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then said, this virus in this country, meaning in Saudi Arabia, that we know there is a problem and the authorities are trying their best, remember, to curb it, contain it. So you, the people, should try and comply to the best of your ability. Similarly, in our country also, and wherever, most countries today are under lockdown or some restrictions. So we all should be playing our civil duty and civic duty and fulfilling it. However, we know that in society, Sheikh Bandar Balila goes on and says, that in our society as well, they are the poor, they are the needy, they are the destitute. So we should go out to them, show that we have that caring and sharing attitude, not that we just stockpile and we forget conveniently, Allah forbid, of the poor, needy and destitute. So let us empower them as well. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man yassara ala mu'sirin yassara Allahu lahu. That whosoever, that he makes life easy for people who are in debt, people in problems, Almighty Allah will make matters easy for you. Man farraja kurban, whosoever removes a calamity from a person, Muslim or otherwise, so Almighty Allah will remove the calamities from you. And man satara musliman satarahu Allah yawm al-qiyamah, that whoever covers a person, you give him clothing, you cover their faults and defects and what have you, so Almighty Allah will grant us the jannat clothing, the clothing garments of paradise. Allah will conceal our vices and sins. Wallahu fi awni al-abd ma kana al-abdu fi awni akhi, is authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Allah Jalla wa La will always have the servant as long as he's helping humanity. So that should be our function in this crisis throughout the world. Let us empower people. We know that some of us are privileged, but others underprivileged. Who is there for the yatama and the orphans? Who is there for the usara and the refugees? Who is there for the people who have not eaten a meal from yesterday till today? So we as the ummah need to rise to that challenge and fulfill it and empower all across the board and spectrum, Muslim and non-Muslim. Remember who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Antal Ahad, Antal Samad. Ya Allah, you are one and alone. Ya Allah, we worship you alone, Ya Allah. You are Samad, you are totally independent. You don't need us, you don't need anybody, you do not need any creation. Ya Allah, you are totally independent. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. You are not the father of anyone. You are not the child of anyone. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Allah Jalla Wala, none equals Allah in any aspect, in any respect. That is Tawheed. So we must have that firm conviction in the promises of Almighty Allah. We love Allah, we love Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we love Deenul Islam, but with the love there must be fear as well. And that is, we abstain from all the haram things and so forth. Thereafter, he made a lengthy dua. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-baras. Ya Allah, you protect us from leprosy, wal-junoon, and wal-judam. Ya Allah, from all these sicknesses, insanity, leprosy, and wasayyil asqam, and all the dreaded diseases. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. Ya Allah, we beg of you forgiveness. Ya Allah, we ask of you afiyah, safety, comfort. Ya Allah, whatever is good for us in this world, in the qabr, in the year after, Ya Allah, you grant us that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove this calamity from us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ummah is going to difficult times. Ya Allah, the Haramain Sharifain, you protect it. Protect Masjidul Aqsa, protect all our masajid throughout the world, Ya Allah, through your benevolence, your mercy and your grace. And in the ending, he read Salawat Durood Sharif upon Nabiul Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That was the synopsis and summary of the khutbah rendered by Sheikh Bandar Balila. Few announcements and then we'll make a dua inshallah. And then we appeal to the men. Once you are four and more within the restrictions the government has set, then you, the man, wherever you are, in your gardens, in your outbuilding, in your garages, in your yard. So once you are four male and you are sane and mature, then appoint somebody that he should then be the imam. And then after that you perform your khutbah, salat and so forth. So what you should do, whether you're in Durban, Cape Town, Johannesburg, any part, make sure the time for Zohar has entered. For example, Durban, 12:15 is safe. 12:30 here in the Gauteng region, you give the Adhan, for example. And thereafter, 5 minutes for the Sunnah. Thereafter, the second Adhan. And thereafter, remember that you will read the khutbah, one of you. So you all know Surah Fatiha, Alhamdu. Then you read 2, 3, 4 surahs. For example, Wal Asri, Inna A'tayna, and then Qul Wallah. You read Durood Sharif, Salawat. So the first khutbah is finished. Second khutbah, you just put a chair there. And thereafter, again, you can read Surah Fatiha. That is for people who are not hafiz and ulama and so forth. And thereafter, you read again, Qul Wallahu Ahad, Qul A'udhu Bil Falaq, Qul A'udhu Bil Nas. You can read Bismillah, Bismillah in between. And thereafter, read, Inna Allah wa Malaikatahu Yuswalluna ala Nabi, Ya Ayyuhalladhina Amanu, Swallu Alayhi wa Sallimu Taslima. Thereafter, you read the Durood, Salawat, Salutations. We read in our namaz, in the Qada Akhira, in the last sitting, Allahumma Salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Thereafter you read Allahumma barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. You make 1, 2 du'as. For example, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. So the adhan is finished, then the sunnah, then the second adhan, the two khutbahs. Between the two khutbahs, you will sit on the chair, and thereafter you give the iqama, and then you read the 2 rakats. This is compulsory for Jummah Salat. You, the ladies, read your Zuhr Salat individually, and in that way there, thereafter you read your Sunnahs. So that is how we will have hundreds and thousands of Jamaat, inshaAllah, due to the lockdown. So minimum 4 men, and you got more, alhamdulillah, the more the merrier. Our schedule will be now, after these announcements, inshallah, we'll make a collective dua for our beloved South Africa, the entire Africa and the whole world. And may Almighty Allah protect us all, inshallah. And thereafter, inshallah, you will listen to the Salat, or Salatul Jumu'ah from the Haram, which is recorded by our brother Lukolo, and that is from Makkah, Sheikh Bandar Balila, the 2 rakats of Jummah Salat. Obviously, they finished there, so we just translate straight after the khutbah to save time. And thereafter, inshallah, Maulana Junaid Hashim's lecture, an old lecture of his, like for the local Jummah that we normally have, but we know that most of the masajid are closed, so that is a recorded lecture of Maulana Junaid Hashim, Hafidhullah. Thereafter, inshallah, at 1:30, you can listen to Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse number 19, is our starting point. 2 to 2:30, inshallah, that will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub with the Arabic lesson. 2:30 to 3, inshallah, is Sheikh Riyad Walsh. 3 to 3:30, you can listen to the morning program of ours, a repeat. Very interesting, every morning Maulana Arafat is on from 4 to 6. I come in, mashallah, at around 5:20, 5:25. We give some nasiha and advice, and thereafter Q&A. So very, very interesting. So listen to that between 3 and 3:30. 3:30 to 5:30 will be Brother Al-Amin Templeton with the news, views and interviews regarding the business, what's happening in the financial world. Then 5:30 to 7, Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, inshallah, the repeat of this translation of the khutbah and the dua, inshallah. 7:30 to 8, inshallah, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, rahimahullah. 8 to 9 will be the legal talk with Hafiz Suhail Wahid as the host, and Mufti Advocate Imran Wauda, Hafidahullah, his guest, mashallah. We thank our Mufti Imran Wauda for sharing his time with us, and mashallah, from the legal aspect. Then 9 to 9:30, after the Isha Adhan, will be Mawal Muaz Bayyat with the Tasawwuf and Tazkiyah program. 9:30 to 10, Mawal Dawood Sidat, inshallah. Thereafter, remember, today is Jumu'ah, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week, and that is Jumu'ah. Let us read abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah ke yaha ghinti nahi, Allah ke yaha wazan hai. Allah does not count the actions, Allah weighs it. So don't worry, just keep on reading, reading, reciting, inshallah. And then if you have not read Surah Kahf, you still got time, mashallah, before Jumu'ah, or after Jumu'ah, read Surah Kahf. Almighty Allah will bless us with nur, radiance, effulgence. Man qara'a Surah Al-Kahf yawm al-Jumu'ah, adha'a lahu min al-nur ma bayn al-Jumu'atain. Authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. We know when there's load shedding, how many problems. Imagine we don't have nur in the grave in the year after. Bigger problems, Allah forbid. So read Surah Kahf, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and Almighty Allah jalla wala will bless us with radiance, effulgence and nur from one Friday right till the next Friday. And thereafter, remember that we should be making dua for the ummah as well. The difficult, difficult times, people are crying, people are sick and ill. You know, our masajid, 99% of them close, make dua, the Haramain Sharifain opens, Majidul Aqsa opens, our masajid opens. Make dua for the Tabligh Jamaat. They're going through so much difficulty in India and other places. May Almighty Allah protect all the markers and marakis of deen, whether our madrasas, our darlooms, our Tablighi Jamaat, wherever they are. And people who have problems, Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, remove all their calamities, alleviate all their difficulties. Now, inshallah, we all turn our focus to Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala. And then we raise our hands, we make dua, and inshallah, that we are gunegar, we are sinners, we are fasik, fajir, transgressors. But through the barakah of the young ones, through the barakah of our women, through the barakah of the old people, Allah Jalla Wala will have mercy, and Almighty Allah will accept the du'as. We thank all the directors of the various radio stations, Haji Muhammad Yusuf and Hafiz Shabir Basha of Al Ansar Radio, and we thank Haji Faisal Asmal as well, and Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, his entire family, and the Capital Group for making this broadcast available to us so that we can address thousands and thousands of people. So let us turn our tawajjuh, our focus, and concentrate, not looking at ourselves, but looking at the mercy of Almighty Allah whenever we make dua. First we praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Thereafter we read Durood Sharif, Salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then we beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for our needs. And inshallah, through the wasila and barakah of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah will accept our du'as. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالنبي آخر الزمان اللهم لك الحمد بالقرآن اللهم لك الحمد بالأهل والإيال اللهم لك الحمد بالصحة والعافية اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بما أعطيتنا اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما وأهله يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم رب رضينا بالله ربا رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين على الله توكلنا على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم إنا نجلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم إنا نجلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم أحدا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اصلح لنا شاننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اصلح لنا في ذرياتنا اللهم اصلح لنا في الأمور كلها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين ارحمنا يا أكرم الأكرمين أكرمنا يا خير الرازقين ارزقنا فالله خير حافظا وارحم الراحمين فالله خير حافظا وارحم الراحمين فالله خير حافظا وارحم الراحمين اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم Ya Allah, Hajj Baitullah nasib farma. Ya Allah, Ziyarat Madina Munawwara nasib farma. Ya Allah, Umrah Ramadan qabool farma aur aasan farma. Ya Allah, Haramain ke darwaza ko khol dijiye. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, har ek Muslim tamanna rakhta hai didar ho jaye Kaaba Musharrafa Baitullah ki. Ya Allah, har ek musalman chahte hai ke Madina Munawwara mein hazri ho taaki hum salam pesh kare aqa ko sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma ihfaz bilad al-haramain al-sharifain min kulli su'in wa makruh. Allahumma ihfaz masajidana. Allahumma ihfaz masajidana. Ya Allah, you protect our masajid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove this virus from all parts of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is our fault. We are guilty as charged, Ya Allah. There is no mitigating circumstances. It is your punishment upon us because we went so far, far away following our whims, fancies and desires. You are just showing us your sample example of your power. Anta fa'alul lima yurid. You do as you please. Ya Allah, dear children. Ya Allah, they are old people. Ya Allah, they are sick people. Ya Allah, the animals. Ya Allah, everyone is suffering. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyil asqam. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyil asqam. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min sayyil asqam. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-judam, wal-junoon, wal-baras, wa sayyil asqam. اللهم احفظنا من بين ايدينا ومن خلفنا وان ايماننا وان شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك ان نختال من تحتنا. يا الله, you protect us. يا الله, you protect our madaris. يا الله, you protect our darul ulum. يا الله, you protect the tabligh jamaat. يا الله, you protect the khankas. يا الله, our parents and whoever near and dear have passed away, we remember them on this mubarak day. We can't even go to the graveyard, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Allahumma ighfir lahum, warhamhum, wa'afihim, wa'fu anhum, wa sakkinhum. Allahumma arzukhum Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Allahumma arzukhum Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Ya Allah, tomorrow when the time of Sakarat comes, only you can help us, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna ala sakaratil maut. Allahumma inna ala sakaratil maut. Ya Allah, let us die with Iman and Islam. Tawaffana muslimin wa alihitna bishwadai wa salihin. Tawaffana muslimin wa alihitna bishwadai wa salihin. Allahumma hasibna hisabi yasira. Ya Allah, grant us entry into Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la without reckoning, Ya Allah, innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Ya Allah, our parents, our family members, our teachers, our muhsineen, those who help us at all times, all places, Ya Allah, you reward them in this world, you give them a greater reward in the year after. Ya Allah, those who are ill and sick, just now a message came, one young boy in Lens. Yesterday he burnt, Ya Allah, you give him shifa. Imagine what he's going through, his parents are going through. Ya Allah, give him shifa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are people in the hospitals, clinics and a home. They are crying, Ya Allah, when they are sick and now the conditions have become worse for them. Allahumma fi mardana wa marda al-muslimin. Warham mawtana wa mawta al-muslimin. Ya Allah, through the wasila and barakah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you accept our dua. Allahumma inna nasaluka min al-khayri kullihi ajilihi wa ajilihi ma alimna minu wa ma lam na'lam. Wa na'udhu bika min al-sharri kullihi ajilihi wa ajilihi ma alimna minu wa ma lam na'lam. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. يا الله وسين يا عالم. Passed away as a martyr, Maulana Yusuf Tutla Sahib Rahimahullah. Grant him and all the marhumin who passed away with Iman and Islam, Jannatul Firdaus. Grant his family Sabre Jamil, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, today so many restrictions. Ya Allah, even the family people are worried. Ya Allah, make it easy for everyone. Ya Allah, there's no one to ease the plight besides you, Ya Allah. We are beggars, we are paupers. Don't look at the one, Ya Allah, who's making the dua. What a fasik fajr. Look at the children, the old people, all old people suffering. Ya Allah, have mercy. Allah,
اللهم كن لنا ولا تكن علينا. اللهم انصر أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم، وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا الله اپنا مہمان بنا دے، يا الله مصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا مہمان بنا دے، يا الله تیک اس عمرہ حج، يا الله تیک اس تو وفس قبلہ مسجد الاقصى، يا الله يا الله د مساجد is hardly anybody in the masjid because of our a'mal. When the masjid were open, we were not going. Today our masjids are closed, Ya Allah. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on the people of South Africa, Africa and the whole world, Ya Allah. Allahumma jalna hadiyin, mahdiyin, muwafaqin, makbulin, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Antal ghani wa nahnu al-fuqara. Antal ghani wa nahnu al-fuqara. Antal ghani wa nahnu al-fuqara. Rabbi jalni muqim as-salati wa min ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. حساب يا الله. Let the last words be كلمة لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله. Let the master حبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم intercede for us, our parents, our family members, our teachers, our محسنين on the day of قيامة. يا الله يا الله. Have mercy on us. يا الله mercy. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين آمين آمين. إن شاء الله you can listen to the salat of Sheikh Bandar Balila. Make dua for us, make dua for the sinner also. بارك الله فيك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.